And now I'd like to introduce the Irish Rovers.
Are you ready to go home?
Thank you. in out of the cold. You're not too sure where you are. We're the Irish Wolves, so you've come to the right place. What will happen here? Now, nice to see you. Be back in Clearwater to see all your happy, drunken faces out there. Nah, it's too early for that. Now, we're going to sing some songs this afternoon from our latest CD called The Drunken Sailor. They're mostly love songs. I have to tell you, we just released our new anthology. It's 3 CDs in 1 set. So we'll sing you some songs from that. And we'll sing you some of the old songs as well that you might remember. And with any sort of luck at all, we might remember some of them as well.
No.
That'd be a good thing. But any time you want to join in, go ahead, clap your hands or sing in the choruses. But if you are going to sing with us, you must make sure you're singing the same song that we are. Words a wee bit easier that way. So here's some little words of wisdom we learned years ago in Ireland, and they've inspired us mightily over the years, and perhaps someone here today will be inspired as well. Imagine a world without music. Each day would be dreary and long, and the Irish would suffer in silence without the sweet note of a song. And if there were no songs for singing, or music that brings us enjoyment, then the dear old Irish Rovers would have to seek employment. It's just a joke, we don't work.
I do have words of perspiration.
Inspiration.
Would you like to share that with
us? Here's to the night and to the singing.
Uh-huh.
And here's to the drinking and to all the beautiful girls. Here's to that great god of mirth who invented whiskey.
What?
So the Irish would never rule the world.
In Canadian woods we went from one great island home. Great is the land we tramped, but you know our hearts are but not alone. And there we leave the shanties follow and face the autumn day. We'll toast our Ireland deep and Ireland, Ireland boys array. Oh, Ireland boys array, Ireland boys array. Liar
and
dear,
and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and liar and dear, and
liar and dear, and liar and dear, and
there is quite a few. This little tune called Come Away With Me. 1, 2, 3.
Will you come with me a roaming through the hills of Donegal? Ask you once again to follow me. No matter where we roam or whatever might befall, with you beside me life is fancy free. Come away with me, and I will make you see we're meant to be together for all time. Giving half the chance, sure, I think we'd find romance, but you're the one that's always on my mind. There was a time I was content to ramble on me own. Since I fell for you, I lost me way. You got me hard a bump and more than anyone I've known. Don't know if it's tomorrow or today.
come away with me, and I will make you see, we're meant to be together for long time. If you have the chance, sure, I make a fine romance, but you're the one that's always on my mind. Show you in a show, the Ross's angry door, and every girl will pass along the way. Wander down the coast road, lying at the shore, I wish the sun set on me every day. So come away with me, and I will make you see, we're meant to be together for all time. If you have the chance, sure, I think we'd find romance, for you're the one that's always on my mind.
Born in Ballymena, Northern Ireland.
No.
Thank you. In a family of 13 children. My mother doesn't share your enthusiasm. 13 kids, actually, we were brought up by my grandparents because my own parents, they ran away from home when I was about 6. Left us with the grandparents, so we did. In a 2-bedroom government housing unit. Grandparents in one room, the 13 of us in the other. When it came time to go to bed, the race was on. Up the stairs, jump onto the mattress, grab a piece of a sheet or a blanket, and just hang on for dear life. Thinking back, I never slept alone until I got married. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Not married anymore. She said, I did little things that annoyed her. Like I would wake up in the morning. I said to her, on Sunday, lazy Sunday morning, we were sitting at the breakfast table, very, very quiet and thoughtful. And I turned to her and I said, listen, when I die, I want you to sell everything I own immediately. Sell everything immediately. She looked at me and she said, now why? Why would I do that? And I looked at her sincerely and I said, a fine woman like yourself, I'm sure would remarry. And I don't want some dirty, smelly drunkard touching my things. So sell everything off immediately. She looked at me and said, now what makes you think that I'm going to marry another dirty, smelly drunkard? She looked at me and said, when you die, I'm going to dance in your grave. I said, good, I'm being buried at sea. Make sure your mother's there with you. She would have hated me for the grave. I digress. 13 of us in the family. There wasn't much to go around in those days. There was lots of music and love and laughter, but nothing much else. Especially during the holidays, birthdays, and Christmas, it was always hand-me-downs. Unfortunately for me, the next one up for me was my sister, Margaret. One day, I went to school. I was wearing the exact same dress as the teacher. And I don't know who was more embarrassed, me or him.
Hello, Patsy Cline, you're near the miracle bright. Hello, Patsy Cline, you're the apple of the eye. You're a distant bug from Ireland that no one can deny. You're a reverend, a veteran, a devil, a kid, a distant man, boy. I'm working in here in Glasgow, and I've got the decent job. And come in bricks and mortar, and the pay is 50 bob. I rise up in the morning, and I get up with the lark. Walking down the street, you can hear the girls remark. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of my eye. You're a listen boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. Never heard from a dare of a devil, but tell him a listen boy. The day that I left Ireland was many months ago. I left me home in Antrim where the pigs and cranes grow. And the day that I left Ireland, I've always had a plan, and the people see that I'm a decent Irish man. Hello, Patsy Cline, you can hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Cline, you're the apple of the eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland, there's no one can deny. You're a very material, a different man, a decent Irish boy. Now if there's one among you, let him marry me. I'll take you to my little home across the Irish Sea. I'll dress you up in a saddle, and I'll
come to my favorite part of the show.
We're going to have a drink.
No. Have a drink. No, you've had enough for a lifetime. No, no. It's
up.
Time for the sing-along.
Okay.
Yes, I can feel the excitement is ripping through. Rather slowly, mind you. Very simple song. Here's the words. I'm not a pheasant plucker, I'm a pheasant plucker's son, and I'm sitting plucking pheasants on the pheasant plucking pines.
I can use some adventures on that.
Sorry, no. That's for the nighttime show, sorry. No, it's even easier than that. Led me on, she led me on, she took me by the hand and led me on.
Simple.
We learned this in about 2 weeks, so you should have no trouble with that. I don't think you want to do this, do you?
No, we don't.
No, I'm talking to them, not talking to you.
I was talking for them.
I'll sing it for you, show you how easy it is. Led me on, she led me on, she took me by the hand and led me on.
Try.
Led me on, she led me on, she took me by the hand and led me on. One more time and you'll have it. Led me on, she led me on.
Another song now?
A little easier, maybe. No, that wasn't bad for your first attempt. This one is called, what is it?
Led Me On.
Led Me On. Well, I was the carefree bachelor on me own. Well, I met a wee girl who came from Portland, no. She smiled at me with a roguish eye. I knew I should have passed her by, for she took me by the hand and led me on. She led me on, as she took me by the hand and led me on.
We walked into the hay shed hand in hand, by the hugging and kissing, well, she could hear the bug. Says, I come on, I'll see you home. She said, oh no, I'd rather roam. She took me by the hand and led me on.
She led me on, she led me on, as she took me by the hand and led me on.
Very nice.
Well, I kissed her on the cheeks and on the lips, and she wiggled and giggled and jiggled her shapely hips. And like a whore, I did propose. I don't know why, God only knows, but she took me by the hand and led me on. Led me on, she led me on, as she took me by the hand and led me on.
I was very nervous on the wedding day. I had half a mind to up and run away. Before that I could say I do, she said he does and I do too. She took me by the hand and led me on.
She led me on, she led me on, as she took me by the hand and led me on. On the wedding night when all the guests were gone, but we rolled around until the scrape had dawn. And when I say I think we're done, she said, me boy, we've just begun. And she took me by the hand and led me on. Led me on, she led me on, as she took me by the hand and led me on.
Said it's time to start the family. Says I think it's grand as you and me. And now we have a pair of twins, triplets and a set of quins. She took me by the hand and led me on.
She led me on, she led me on. Ah, she took me by the hand and led me on.
By yourselves, come on.
She led me on, as she took me by the hand and led me on.
Good singing!
And you weren't too bad either. No, that was very good. Now, is there any Scottish people here this afternoon? Oh, one or two. Good.
What did you do? Take the wrong bus? You get lost?
Sorry about that.
Actually, it's quite a dilemma for myself. because I'm half Irish and half Scottish. Yeah, that means that half of me likes to drink a lot, and the other half doesn't want to pay for it.
I learned old and alone. That's why I'm such a fool. My bone has gone but the stone will let me come between. Dad, of the color purple of the orange and the green. Come, it is the face of each step that you have ever seen. Big father, he was orange, and big mother, she was green. Yes, it is the face of each step that you have ever seen. Big father, he was orange, and big mother, she was green.
In those days, they couldn't get back and forth like we can today. But I think the one thing they had in common is they never ever gave up their dreams of one day returning to the dear little Shamrock Shore. Here's it.
Was a lamb horse that drove us from Ireland. The hirings were harps in the walls. A famine came around, blackened the ground. The auctioneer's hammer did a fall. Farewell to the ones I adore, and the land I will
see evermore. For I say goodbye with a tear in the eye to the dear little Shamrock Shore.
Ship lies in Fairdairy Harbor,
ever safe over the foam.
Halifax town, by soon will be found, far away from me native home.
Farewell to the ones I adore, and the land I will see nevermore. For I'm saying goodbye with a tear in my eye to the dear little Shamrock Shore.
They all came to wish me safe journey. Parting still breathes on me, my parents so dear, may friends far and near, and the girl I left behind.
Farewell to the ones I adore, and the land I will see nevermore. For I'm saying goodbye with a tear in my eye to the dear little Shamrock Shore.
Sandwiches and biscuits and all out there, if you're interested in any of that stuff. And after the show's over, if you want to stick around for about 10 minutes till we change our shirts, we'll come out and sign whatever you want us to sign.
Say hello.
But I would say, if we're not out in about 15 minutes, just go on the way home with that. No, we're going to go out and see after the show.
Yes, we will. Now, not too long ago, we were in Ireland, we were in Dublin, and we went on a pub crawl.
What? Us?
So we're going to mention a couple of the pubs that we went to on our Dublin pub crawl.
Hey. We are in the Kitty McGee, so here is Tommy Crew. We are in the Kitty McGee, the half of the rip or two.
There's Kitty McGee's in Dublin town, like one that called a hell of a time was had by all. Down where the beer and whiskey blew. We all went in, no Haggerty's pub, but we only jolly knew. We all went in, no Haggerty's chef, they have a drink or two. Oh, Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's in Dublin town, upon the croft, a hell of a time was had by all. Down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in, O'Leary's pub, but we're a jolly crew. We all went in, O'Leary's, just to have a drink or two.
O'Leary's, oh, Haggerty's, Kitty McGee's in Dublin town, upon the croft, a hell of a time was had by all. Down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in, McNary's
each pub, but we only Johnny Crew. We all went to McCleary just to have a drink or two. McCleary, O'Leary, O'Hagerty, Skitty, McGee's, and Dublin and Town, and one that fought a hell of a time was at by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in McQuillan's pub, oh, here with Johnny Crew. We all went in McQuillan's just to have a drink or two.
McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Hagerty's, Skitty, McGee's, and Dublin and Town, and upon the fall, a hell of a time was at by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
That was fine.
We all went in the Dillon's pub, where we were a jolly crew. We all went in the Dillon's just to have a drink or two. Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Hagerty, Skitty, McGee's, and Dublin and Town, and upon the prom, a hell of a time we sat by all, then where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in the Cafferty's pub, for we were a jolly crew. We all went in the Cafferty's just to have a drink or two.
Cafferty's, Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Hagerty's, Skitty, McGee's, and Dublin and Town, and upon the prom, a hell of a time we sat by all, then where the beer and whiskey flew. We all went in to Rafferty's pub, where we had a jolly crew. We all went in to Rafferty's just to have a drink or two. Rafferty's, Cafferty's, Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Hagerty's, Skitty, McGee's, and Dublin and Town, and upon the prom, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in a Gilligan's pub, oh, here with Johnny and crew. We all went in a Gilligan's just to have a drink or two.
Gilligan's, Rafferty's, Cafferty's, Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary, O'Leary's, O'Hagerty's, Skitty, McGee's, and Dublin and Town, and upon the prom, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew. To Milligan's pub, where we had a jolly crew. We all went in to Milligan's just to have a drink or two. Milligan's, Gilligan's, Rafferty's, Cafferty's, Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Hagerty's, Skitty, McGee's, and Dublin and Town, and upon the prom, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
We all went in to Flanagan's pub, oh, here the jolly crew. We all went in to Flanagan's just to have a drink or two.
Flanagan's, Milligan's, Gilligan's, Rafferty's, Cafferty's, Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Hagerty's, Skitty, McGee's, and Dublin and Town, and upon the prom, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew. We all went in the Flanagan's pub, where we originally grew. We all went in the Flanagan's pub, a final drink or two. Flanagan's, Flanagan's, Milligan's, Gilligan's, Rafferty's, Cafferty's, Dillon's, McQuillan's, McCleary's, O'Leary's, O'Hagerty's, Skitty, McGee's, and Dublin and Town, and upon the prom, a hell of a time was had by all, down where the beer and whiskey flew.
Thank you.
wide and bowling, and some say delighted the carriages are rolling. But I think delighted and it's just so divinely that burn pretty girls in the morning bright and early. But sure ain't good enough. I'm falling at the old, I'm falling at the old, and the whiskey in the jar. But sure ain't good enough. I'm falling at the old, I'm falling at the old, and the whiskey in the jar.
September, a day I well remember, of a staggering back and forth in drunken pride, when my knees began to flutter, and I fell down in the gutter, and I picked him up and lay down by my side. As we wallowed by the curbing, not a soul were we disturbing, when a lady from the church was heard to say, "Oh, you can tell the man who boozes by the company he chooses." And with that, the pig got up and it walked away. Singing this song at all.
Oh, okay.
No, once again, I'm not talking to you. Come back here. We're going to sing the chorus and you can be our crew on a big three-masted schooner about 200 or 300 years ago. So we're going to sing "Heave Away," and you'd all yell back, "Heave Away." And then we're going to sing "Haul Away," and of course you'd all yell back,
"Haul Away."
No, happy St. Patrick's Day at that point. No, no, I'm joking, of course. Heave away, haul away, here's the girls of Derry.
There's some who say, you say, life is full of sport and leisure. As a grand day time upon the range of beer. And why the work is tough, found there's a little time for pleasure when you're fighting rolling seas and hurricanes. So heave away,
keep away,
haul away,
haul away.
The anchor's way, the coast is set, and now we're homeward bound. Heave away,
keep away,
haul away,
haul away.
Tonight we'll be a dancer with the girls of Derry town. The captain and the crew are well seasoned on the ocean, so what care we for weather, for rain or shine? Our ship's sound and sure, and our inches in full motion. There's not a faster clipper on the line. So
heave away,
haul away,
haul away.
The anchor's way, the coast is set, and now we're homeward bound. Heave away,
heave away,
haul away,
haul away.
Tonight we'll be a dancing with the girls of Derry town. We sail to South America, New Zealand and down Australia, the Halifax, New York and Baltimore. Every port to call, sure we stories to regale ya. Far on the shore, we likes to rant and roar.
So heave away,
haul away,
haul away.
The anchor's way, the course is set, and now we're homeward bound.
Heave away,
haul away,
haul away.
Tonight we'll be a dancing with the girls of Derry town.
Stealing a loaf of bread or some corn from a cornfield to feed your family. Or heck, if you blew up the Houses of Parliament, that was it. You would have sent away for the rest of your natural days off to the burning shores and the prison colonies of Australia. You were going into Australia, going in through Sydney, Australia, going through immigration. I was next in line. The immigration officer, he looked right at me. He looked right at me and he said, "Do you have a criminal record?" And I said, "Oh God, don't tell me you still need one of those to get in here." He had no sense of humor, that fella, at all. So he didn't get in that time. But all those young, poor, innocent Irish convicts, they all made it there. They went to some horrible places.
Terrible.
Scary places. Places like Port Jackson.
Ooh, we hated that.
Morton's Harbor.
Oh, rough conditions for the men. Remember, Fred?
I still have the nightmares.
That's my bad.
Sydney Cove.
Oh, hard buns to eat in the morning.
What?
Bread rolls.
Snake eyes. And the worst hell hole of them all.
Miami. Oh, no, you're being unkind, I mean the one in Western Australia.
There's a Miami in Western Australia. We're talking about Van Diemen's Land.
Oh, that place, nice.
This is one of the old songs. Help us out with the Black Velvet Band here.
In a new turning of the bus, apprentice to free the youth part. And the easy act, sweet habit is, well, I expect an angry little heart. In bad misfortune came over me, that was me just straight from the land. Far away from friends and relations, and following the black velvet bands, her eyes they shone like a diamond. Here I think she was the wheel of the land, and her hair hung over her shoulders, and the pale of a black velvet band.
As I would walk down Broadway, I'd be the stay. And the bride and the long by the locks of her black velvet band.
Here we go. Her eyes they shone like the diamonds. You would think she was the queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulders, and with a black velvet band.
Next morning before judge and jury, for trial I had to appear. And the judge, he said, my young fellow, the case against you is white clear. And so, look, here's a short sentence. You're going to Van Diemen's Land, far away from your friends and relations, to follow the black velvet man.
Song all by himself. He's the only one that knows the words. A lovely love song of the Drunken Sailor album. Here is the beautiful Ian. I mean, here's the beautiful song.
I thought this time I'd stay out. Once again, I'm outward bound. The money I spent on moors and hounds, off the sea once more. You'd think by now I'd smart to be, learn from past discrepancies, but he I headed back to sea, penniless, sick and sore.
One, two, three,
four. Who has the Navy run? They had the cook, they had the nun. The Drunken Sailor might be come whenever I want to show them.
tiptoe and his dog says, my star is long, but there he's all his day. Where's your house and if he comes, they have me broke, they have me numb. I don't think sailor might be come, whenever I come to shore. And settle down and find a wife. But then again, I love my life, whatever might ensue. I'm not fussing, I'm not drunk, for I don't like living again. I'll get as drunk as I can get, that's what we rovers do.
Simon Jeffrey. Thank you.
There was Murphy. He'd been sitting in the pub all day and all night long, drinking pint of Guinness after pint of Guinness, little whiskey after little whiskey. I know this for a fact, because I was sitting right beside him all day, all night long, pint of Guinness after pint of Guinness, little whiskey after little whiskey. I looked over at Murphy, and I looked over, and he was looking all sad and depressed and forlorn. I looked at him and said, Murphy, what's wrong with you? He said, I'm all sad and depressed and forlorn. He said, look, you see them two old, balding, gray-haired, overweight, dirty-smelling drunkards over there? In 20 years, that'll be us. I said, Murphy, that's a mirror. He said, well, in that case, due to my current condition, I think it best that I depart. Gets himself off the stool. He's walking out the door. He's no more than a couple of steps out the door when around the corner came Sister Mary and Sister Teresa. One nun passed him on one side and one nun passed him on the other. And he said, how did she do that? He thought he had gotten past the worst, and he heard it. Murphy! Murphy stopped dead, turned on his heels. He's looking at Sister Mary right in the eye. She only had one eye. She looked at him, she said, Murphy, drunk again! He said, good for you, sister, so am I. She looked and says, I know where you've been. You've been in that den of iniquity in there. You've been in there filling your guts with the devil's poison, the devil's tea. Murphy, that'll ruin your life. It could ruin your life. You could lose your family. You could lose your friends. You could lose your job. If you had one, it'll ruin your life. Murphy, ruin it. He looked at her and said, Sister Mary. Mary, sister. Have you ever tried the stuff? You ever had a little drop of the pure? She said, I wouldn't let that stuff pass these lips. That's the devil's poison. The devil's tea never passed these lips, ever. Well then, sister, you can't really say anything bad about it, can you? Now, on the other hand, if you were to try a little drop, then you could come to whatever conclusion you'd like. You could say whatever the heck. Whatever the heck you like. Murphy, she said. Perhaps you have something there. She said, pondering, gazing into the night, stroking her gray goatee. Perhaps you have something there. I tell you what. You go back in there and you get me and Sister Teresa a couple of little ones. All right, sister, I'll take care of it. I won't cut the time. Or in your case, it's just I. He goes in to walk into the bar. He yells out, Murphy, wait! Before you go in there, don't be bringing this stuff out in those horrible little glasses.
We don't want the parishioners to see us drinking the terrible stuff. You go in there and you ask for a couple of teacups. Bring it out in a couple of teacups.
All right, sister, I'll take care of it. Comes into the bar, he goes up to the bartender, and he goes, Marky, give me another pint of Guinness, please. And could I have two shots of Bushmills Irish whiskey? Certainly, Murphy, I'll take care of that. Bartender goes to get the beer, gets the whiskey. He says, oh, wait, get the whiskey. Could you put the whiskey in a couple of teacups? And the bartender looked at him and said, are those two bloody nuns out there again tonight?
I'm feeling mad and I go home. The boys don't leave, the girls are alone. My hair is long and cold, but that's all right when I go home. Tea and some cheese, cream cheese, the bell of the city. Cheese, curtain, one, two, three. Please, will you tell me who is she?
Albert Rooney says he loves her. All the boys are fighting for her. Rubbing on the door, ringing the bell. Oh, my true love, are you well? Out she comes in white snow, rings in the pink and bells in her toes. Meets any mother, he's still shy. Did we get the fun out of the road tonight?
I'm thinking now when I go home. The boys won't leave, the girls alone. Put my head, stole my comb. But that's all right when I go home. She's handsome, she's pretty. She's a belle of Alpha City. She's curtain, one, two, three. Tell me who is she? In the rain and wind and in the rain, snow come falling from the sky. She is nice as double wine, but she'll give her own on by and by. Oh, when she gets it on her own, she can tell her man when she comes home. Let them all come as they will, but as elegant will be, she looks good. But tell me now when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They put my hair, stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She's turned to one, two, three. Please, will you tell me who is she? A family man, I go home. The boys won't leave the girls alone. Put my head and stole my coat. But that's all right that I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty. She's a belle of Alpha City. She is turned to one, two, three. Please, will you tell me who is she?
The whole thing. It was 19. See if you remember it, and hopefully we will as well. One, two, three.
Well, a long time ago, when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you've ever seen. They'd run around free when the earth was being born, and the loveliest of all was the unicorn. And there was green alligators along the geese, some monkey-back camels and some chimpanzees, some acrobats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn. I've got seen some sinning and an even pain, and he says, stand back, I'm going to make it rain. He says, hey, brother Noah, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo and take some of them green alligators along to geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorn. Old Noah was there to answer the call, and he finished making the arches as the rain started to fall. He marched in the animals two by two, and he called out as they went through, hey Lord, I've got your green alligators along that geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but Lord, was so forlorn, I just can't see no unicorn. Then the wolf comes through the driving rain, and the unicorns were heightened, and they were playing some games, kicking on a squashing while the rain was pouring. Oh, them silly unicorns. There was green alligators along the geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees. So I cried, close the door, because the rain is pouring, and we just can't wait for no unicorn. Then the arch started moving, and the trip that was tight, and the unicorns looked up from the rocks and they cried,
And the waters came down and sort of floated them away. And sure, that's why you've never seen a unicorn to this very day.
But you'll see team alligators along the east, some humpback camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're caught, you're never gonna see no unicorn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
on earth or in this place. And while we have a breath to take, we'll not forget their face. And here's to all the merry nights when we would run and roar. The songs of Ireland we have shared will live forevermore. We share the laugh and sorrow too, but now our time is over. We wish you all good health and joy. May comfy to guide the rover. We share the laugh and the sorrow too, but now wish you all good health and joy. May kind fate guide the rover. One more anyway. We always do one more. Then follow on the left is Geoffrey Kelly from Dumfries in Scotland. My cousin Ian Miller and I'm George Miller and we're from Ballymena, Northern Ireland. Sean O'Driscoll is from Cork. The other original on the end is Wilson Madole from Larne. On the keyboard, Morris Crum from Carlock. On the fiddle is Jerry O'Connor from Dundalk in the south of Ireland. And what did I tell you? The birthday boy on the drums is Fred Graham from Belfast, and this is his birthday today. So happy birthday, Fred. We are the early Irish Rovers, and we thank you. That's all we know of that song. Let's leave these walls running. battling for the next band coming in. You'll know this song. You probably learned it at Sunday school.
We're going to split it right down the middle.
Oh, Irish.
Right down the center of this beautiful Rebecca Hall. Everybody on this side, you are now the shanty man.
Three of you, good.
You're going to sing with me and Jeff. You're going to go. Way, hey.
Way, hey.
Way, hey.
Way, hey.
Very good. Everybody on this side.
When do you hear this now?
You are now the drunken crew.
Aha! I thought so.
Some of you have had a head start here. And we are not the fool. You're going to sing with George and Sean and Wilson and Morris and Jerry and Fred. You're going to throw your arms up in the air and shout out, up she rises,
up she rises,
up she rises,
up she rises.
And then we'll all sing early in the morning.
Not too early.
No, not too early. The rehearsal after 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Away, hey,
put up your legs.
Away, hey,
put up your legs.
Away, hey,
put up your legs. And we're playing in the morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have traveled hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of hazardous miles to be here this afternoon. All the way from Tallahassee. You gotta remember, these songs were sung by very large, burly people with huge hairy chests, greasy white beards, long stringy hair, and tattoos everywhere.
Everywhere?
Everywhere. That was just the women. Be loud, be proud. I know it's a Tuesday afternoon and there's nothing else to do, for God's sake. Dig down into the depths of your soul. After 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Way, hey, put up your
hands. Way, hey,
put up your hands.
Way, hey.
Everybody in the corner, what will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor?
Everybody in the bar,
and
the
jail,
and the
rescue,
and the
rescue,
and the
rescue,
and the
rescue.
Give us 10 minutes. We'll see you out in the lobby there. We want to meet each and every one of you.